Congratulations! My name is Misty. Welcome to the third season, 22nd episode of Choice, my experience building relationship with God. My goodness, it is April already, the fourth month of the new year. Time seems to be going by so quickly. Our Heavenly Father, He is so wonderful. He's a mighty fortress for us. Psalm 18, New King James Version, is King David celebrating God and how He brought him through some of the battles that he went through with the enemies of his time. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Shiloh surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken. Because he was angry, smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands. He has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but you will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend like a bow of bronze. You also have given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarge my path under me, so my feet do not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them, so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. The commentary that is in the Nelson Study Bible that I'm reading from states that Psalm 18 is attributed to David. The psalm basically is David's celebration of the grace of God. Also, it is a psalm of David's trust in God. It's also a statement of faith and a description of deliverance. The psalm also describes the battle that David had with his enemies, an offering of praise to God and how God brought him through. One last point about this psalm, towards the end of the psalm, the language prophetically speaks of the reign of Messiah. Understand, according to the commentary, David gained his empire by the work of the Lord on his behalf, but David's empire was only a picture of the kingdom of God that will one day be governed by David's greater son, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. In regards to setting aside that time to invest with our Heavenly Father, Psalm 18, that was illuminated to me. So this psalm is something I would take and I would start out with the first verses that say, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Just those first three verses. And I could just take those first three verses and meditate on them for a long time. Not only that, but memorize them and keep them with me. O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I do trust, in whom I trust. He is our shield. He is the supplier of our salvation. He is our stronghold. And we can call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. When we call upon the Lord, who's worthy to be praised, so shall we be saved from our enemies. This is something that we could, just these three verses right here, Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3, just take those the next time that you apprehend the time and sit down, open to Psalm 18. Start with those three verses. Read them, meditate upon each of them, and memorize them. And be careful to memorize them, just a few words here, a few words there, and build upon it each day or however works best for you. And then before you know it, you'll have those verses memorized. And then you could ponder them as you go out through your day. Oh, Lord, you are my strength. I thank you, my Lord, for being my rock. Thank you for being my fortress that I can run into in times of trouble. Thank you that you're my deliverer out of this situation, out of this circumstance. Thank you that you are my strength. Thank you that I am learning to trust you through situations, through circumstances. Oh God, oh my Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are my shield, that you're my stronghold. I thank you that I can call upon you, and you are so worthy to be praised. Thank you. Thank you that you are my strength and you save me from my enemies. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord God Almighty. Thank you. And before you know it, you're praising him. You are talking with him. You are receiving from him. You are casting your cares and your concerns and your worries upon him just in these few verses. And then before you know it, as you're talking with him about how he is your strength and how he is your deliverer and your fortress, especially in times of trouble, how he strengthens you and how he's your stronghold and how he's worthy to be praised. Before you know it, you'll begin to receive from him. He will begin to open up with you, and you'll know because he's going to communicate with you in a way that works for you. And when our Heavenly Father, through Yeshua, through Jesus, begins to communicate with you because you're giving him his word and you're pondering his word, you're thinking about his word, and you're claiming his word for your life, he will begin to respond to you in a way that personally is for you. And when he does respond to you, he's going to respond to you with encouragement. He's going to strengthen you and undergird you, and you'll receive a peace from him that surpasses all understanding. His word promises us that those whose minds are stayed on him shall have perfect peace, and you'll begin to experience him. And for some of you, this will be a fresh experience with our Heavenly Father. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. God is real.